If this story was a Hollywood thriller, Steve Langdon would be the detective in a trench coat and fedora. In reality, Langdon is an anthropologist, noted for his work with the Tlingit people. But the story does have some mystery and big-name actors. Langdon's first hint that something was amiss came from a visit to Ketchikan's Tongass Historical Museum.
One time I was just going through photos. There was just a notebook, and I was turning the pages in that notebook looking at pictures, and I turned the page. And the picture was standing there was Vincent Price by this big tall totem pole, and there was cactus around it. And so my mind said, how did that happen?
At the bottom of the picture, it said, pole from Tuxacan. Langdon was familiar with Tuxacan, a now unoccupied Tlingit village north of Kluwak. He compared the pole in the photo to his collection of pictures from Tuxacan, and he found a clear match. But he wasn't sure how it got to the famous actor's backyard, or where it ended up. Meanwhile, a friend was working on tracking down a different pole stolen near Glacier Bay, and was looking through the diary from white homesteaders in the area.
And he found reference to this actor, John Barrymore, coming up there, and I think he said that in their diary, just said that he had a pole on his boat.
It wasn't until looking at Barrymore's family travel album that Langdon confirmed Barrymore had taken the Tuxacan pole during a 1931 Alaska trip aboard his 120-foot yacht.
There's a picture that shows his crew ashore with their ropes around the pole. You can clearly see the pole. You can see the crewmen with their little white sailor's hats on.
Barrymore's crew cut the pole in three pieces for transport. When Langdon first saw the pole in person at the Honolulu Museum of Art, he saw what other modifications Barrymore had made.
He put kind of a metal beam up the back of it, so it was kind of carved out the back part of it. And then he ran a hose or some kind of water line up to the top of the pole, and he turned it into a fountain. For a period of time, it was a fountain in his garden in Hollywood.
We had never hidden the fact that we had the totem pole, but I don't think, we're not a huge museum, so...
That's Director of Communications at the museum, Lisa Griffith.
In fact, it had been on view here in the 1980s after we had received it as a donation.
The totem pole was donated in 1981 by Vincent Price's ex-wife, Mary. The museum valued it at $90,000. The Prices had bought the pole from the Barrymore estate for $1,500 and also displayed it in their garden to aid in what they described as a happy luncheon atmosphere. However, the pole has a much deeper significance to the Tlingit people. The mortuary pole held the ashes and bones of a high-ranking clan member until Barrymore's wife discovered and discarded them.
It became clear that this was a sacred object of cultural patrimony. Our director immediately decided, yes, the totem pole should be returned to Alaska.
The museum began the long process to repatriate the pole in 2013 under the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. In October of this year, before it was packed up for shipment, Kluwak tribal member and master carver Jonathan Rowan flew to Hawaii, where he saw the pole in person for the first time and performed a ceremony.
Repatriation's a new thing for the peoples. You know, everybody's probably, got their own ideas on how things should be done. And, when they get down to it, we're just welcome at home is what we're doing.
It's just really important to the people of Kluwak to have these things come back. These are beings. The pole has a name, and it has a spirit. So in that sense, it is a returned being to them.
It's finally coming home, where it should be.
The mortuary pole is the second item from Tuxcan recently returned to Kluwak. In 2012, the National Museum of the American Indian shipped 80 separate planks of a 40-foot-wide painting on a traditional clan house, which was taken around the same time as the now-returned pole. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.